Not every day you get a champion in the house, and we've already taken pictures with the belt, but Craig Pressure Parker is in the building, and he's here to talk about a big match. He's coming home tomorrow on August 29th, but this is a young man we've had on the program before. He's been on Straight Talk with Ben and Kimmel, a boxer, 22-0. Yeah, you heard that right. 22 wins, no losses. Craig, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. And he's one of the most unassuming individuals you'd meet. I had an opportunity a couple years ago to meet him for the first time through a good friend of mine, Joel Hamilton, who works with him. Joel said, you got to meet this guy. You know, he is a boxer. He's from Rock Hill. He's the real deal. And I said, him? This guy's too nice, right?
He's so nice.
Yeah. Such a nice guy. But Craig, for those who don't know you, tell us a little about yourself and what got you into boxing.
Well, as a kid, I had a friend that got in trouble. So it was someone's lesson became my blessing because he got in trouble and he had to do some community service at a boxing gym. And I went up there with him while he had to clean up the gym. And a guy walked in and asked me, did I want to get in the ring? At that time, I didn't want to have nothing to do with fighting. You know, I came from a tough background and, you know, being bullied and different things like that. But, you know, I have friends that's doing other things. So we went up to the gym. A guy asked me to get in the ring. I told him no. Him and my friend convinced me to get in the ring. And that's the first time I ever felt that I could protect myself.
Oh, wow.
So from there, I just fell in love with it. It was all about trying to protect myself with being bullied. And, you know, not letting people pick on me, and then it turned into something as a passion.
And that passion's led you to a 22-0 record. It's pretty incredible. I mean, most of these fights are 19 knockouts?
Yeah.
Out of 22, that's a crazy record.
I mean, that means you're just taking care of business. It's not your technical knockouts or anything like that. How long are most of your matches going? Just for those who are maybe not familiar with boxing, those 22 wins, what's the average length that they're going before you knock somebody out?
Sometimes it's going like, it can go 88 seconds. It can go 1 minute. It can go, you know, 30 seconds. Everything, you know, it's all different kind of times in it. But last October, I went my longest. You know, everybody was like, oh, man, Craig knocking everybody out in the first and second round. Could he go the distance? Yeah. And October, I went 10 rounds with a tough guy. And that's when I won the NBA belt, something that I'll be defending October the 6th, let alone I'll be fighting for the WBC Continental World title.
And the level that you fight is cruiserweight. So to let people know exactly what cruiserweight is.
Well, it's the weight just between light heavyweight and heavyweight, because they used to didn't have cruiserweight. They used to just have guys at 175. And when they got past 175, they was fighting heavyweight. Mm-hmm. So that was a huge gap from there and fighting a guy like that. So what they did, they made a weight between that, and that's 176 to 200 pounds. That's cruiserweight.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like between light heavyweight and heavyweight, cruiserweight.
And then once you hit 200, everyone 200 above's heavyweight.
Yes. Anything past 200 and plus is heavyweight.
Now, you talked about like why you got into it, just like you're like picturing defending yourself and having that bully. Do you channel that when you're in the ring now? Like, is that where you get your motivation from?
A little bit. Most of it just to, you know, just to protect myself, my inner self, and let people know that, you know, no matter where you come from or what happened to you in the past, you still can grow from it. And it's just going to have to take a fight, and it's one by one. You know, you got to take each fight and learn from it and keep pushing for it. It don't always have to be physical. Mm-hmm. It can be mental and everything.
That's good.
So you'll be fighting tomorrow. What are the details on tomorrow's fight, August 29th?
Well, I'll be fighting at the Northside Rec Center.
Yep.
Between 6 to 8 in that category. So I'll be fighting there. I don't know, probably around 7. I can't tell you the direct time on what time I'll be fighting, but around 7 like that. So I'm looking forward to put on a show for my hometown and let people know that we're going to bring a world title here.
And who's your opponent?
Oscar. I don't know too much about him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was just last minute, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm. Is that something, do you prefer knowing a lot about your opponent in advance, or is that something you say, look, I don't mind, I'll just fight whoever shows up?
I like to know who my opponent is in advance, and I guess he'd like to know who I am in advance. But sometimes we both can be being prepared, because I was preparing for a fight, and I know he was preparing for a fight. So we both were preparing for a fight that both our opponents fell through. So it end up we have to shake each other's hand and say, you know right. what, let's get it on.
And what is it like, to your point? I mean, obviously we see movies, we see where I think about the Rocky series, right, where they hate each other and that type of stuff. What is the relationship like with you and other fighters before and after you guys have a fight?
Before the fight, we don't have a relationship. After the fight, we can have a relationship.
Okay.
Unless I have to see you again. Yeah, I just keep me mucking you until I say, you know what? If there's going to be a rematch, we don't need to talk.
So it is a
there
lot like
rules.
In the movies then.
Yes. Okay.
Like it is. There's that animosity between the folks. And then once you have the fight, you know, as long as you don't have to fight again, you're good.
Yeah, you know. But if the battle got to go on, man, we just got to keep this grudge towards each other.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have another event coming up in Nashville on October the 6th. This is a big one where you'll be defending one of your championships. And I know that date has a special meaning to you.
Yeah. That day have a special meaning to me because the day I lost my mom on October the 6th. But I'll be, you know, bringing home a prize, you know what I'm saying? You know, something she'll be proud of. She'll be proud of me going out there doing something that I enjoy doing. And, you know, she didn't know too much about boxing, but she probably knew one of my kids going to be great. Mm-hmm. And I'm that kid that's going to be great.
That's right. And she loved you and she's proud of you.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
huge. Now, can people come out? Like, can the public come out and watch these fights?
Yeah, the public can come out. I really will love for the public to come out, you know, bring the kids, bring the adults. You know, it's about, you know, I really would love for everyone to come out to support me. As you know, everywhere I go around the world, I always say Rock Hill is my hometown. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I support y'all as well. And let people know that a world champion is on his way here.
Love
and
that.
you talk about being a world champion. How difficult is it as you continue to get these wins, you know, 21, 22, you know, 22-0, to get guys to fight? You know? Because, I mean, the fact is, if I'm sitting there and I'm 9-4, do I want to go up against a dude who's 22-0? Like, I don't know about all that.
Well, there's guys out there that want to go up against a guy like me, you know, because there's guys out there that I want to go up against, you know, them guys in the top 10. And, ready to, you know, it's the Warriors gonna come and fight. So, you know, everybody else who picking and choosing, you know, at the end of the day, the Warriors gonna come and fight. So I believe I'm ready to fight anybody that's out there, and the ones that wanna fight me, bring it on.
And what would it, you mentioned trying to get into the top 10. Obviously there's guys, I would assume a lot of those guys don't want to fight you right now because you're sporting a 22-0 record. If I'm sitting number three, like what do I have to win going against someone like yourself? Because I'm sitting there at my better ranking. It seems like a lose-lose. Is that what you seem to face when you're trying to match up with some of these guys?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I just let God handle it because I'm already feeling like I'm number one. So if you don't face me, I'm already number one. So if you're number three, that's me, you're still behind. Catch up.
I have a very important question for you, because maybe it's because I'm hungry, but what are you eating today in preparation for, like, what does a champion eat before a fight?
I always like to go get some pasta.
Okay.
Something, you know, some good carbs and some good chicken and stuff like that. And, you know, give me a little sweet tea in there.
I mean, you're here. You need some.
To that point, when do you eat, like, your pre-match meal? Is that something you don't eat at all? You eat in the morning? Like, so if you're fighting at 7, when will you eat tomorrow?
A lot of time your mind is focused on the fight, and, you know, you really don't have too much hunger pains. So you might just get a nice breakfast, and that might carry you out through the day, unless you want to go get a lunch or something like that. But you're just mainly just rehydrating, but you doing it at a slow pace. You don't want to just stuff your body and stuff like that. Then you get in there and feeling all tired and stuff like that. So you just want to do everything in moderate.
Well, Craig, good luck to you tomorrow and good luck to you on October the 6th. And keep making the city of Rock Hill proud.
Thank you, man. I'm so blessed and so happy to be a part of Rock Hill. And like I said, it's my hometown, and we'll be bringing that world title home. And, you know, working with the youth and the community is a big thing for me. And, you know, helping people go down the right path.